Here comes Delvio, right there on the outside. Mondial East. Will the Pumas still battling? Kasicki makes a split. They come inside the final effort long. They gain by Greengrass of Wyoming. It's Mondial East. Mondial East has come away with the Arlington Million.
Ah, we're playing that for a reason.
What's the reason?
That's the winning call. Well, I guess it's always a winning call in a horse race. Someone's got to win. John G. Dooley, the track announcing legend who happens to apply his trade in part at Arlington Park. And Arlington Park is about to, we're just around the corner from opening up its season. And John G. Dooley, the great John G. Dooley, joins us on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And John, as somebody who's been a racing fan my entire life and now a horseman myself, I find that people might stop and think to yourself, do you ride horses? No, I do not. I do not. But
you don't
I do.
Ride at all.
But I pay their bills. That's the most important thing. I am a gigantic fan of yours, sir. And I know that this year at Arlington, they're going to be doing a couple of things differently, and they're just starting to announce this stuff. What is opening day going to be, the date?
May 5th. We open up on May 5th, and, it's exciting this year, the 90th birthday of Arlington Park. You just played Mondial East winning the 34th Arlington Million. Looking forward to the 35th, August 12th.
Wow. And when's the Derby?
The next day, the 6th.
The next day, that's what I thought.
Yeah, May
6th.
May 6th.
How about that? Exciting weekend to open.
Yep, and it's a tradition to open, based on when those things happen, it's a tradition to open up on that Friday right before the Kentucky Derby, and then everybody comes out for a big Derby party out there, and it's all very exciting.
The big hats, too.
Yes.
You got to wear the big hat.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I do, and I do love Arlington, the whole thing, the tradition, all of it. The mint juleps are nice, too.
I think I mentioned, too, we're also another big tradition. We have so many fans that come out for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and on Kentucky Derby. Actually, those tickets are on sale now, even for our big fireworks spectacular July 3rd. Fans can go to arlingtonpark.com and pick up their tickets for some of those big days, at least right now, while our other tickets, for the most part, open up on April 3rd.
Right.
People can go online. But for the most part, if fans want to come out and join us for the Derby, Mother's Day, Father's Day, big fireworks spectacular,
nice.
July 3rd, all that and more, arlingtonpark.com.
And we're just about to hit, for racing fans, you're just about to hit probably the most important number of weeks in the three-year-old season, at least, for all the run-up races to the Kentucky Derby, whether it's the Florida Derby, the Arkansas Derby, the Bluegrass, the Wood. All of those are in succession here as we get ready to see what that field's going to look like for the Kentucky Derby. This year, our little racing operation. I don't have a piece of anyone, but in our racing operation, we actually do have connections to a three-year-old who looks like he's on his way. So this is going to be it's always an exciting time of year for all of racing, because this is where legends are made, right?
Absolutely, and I'm actually calling. I spend the winter down in New Orleans. I work at a racetrack called Fairgrounds Racecourse and Slots, and we just ran our Risen Star Stakes, which is a prep for our closing weekend Louisiana Derby on April 1st. And a horse by the name of Gervin won the running of the Risen Star Stakes, trained by Joe Sharp, whose wife is Rosie Napravnik Sharp. And, of course, Rosie, so popular, she won a lot of big races there at Churchill Downs, including the Kentucky Oaks. So there's a lot of Rosie fans out there, Joe and Rosie, and they're hoping to get to the run for the Roses with a horse by the name of Gervin. So we'll see.
Very cool.
Yeah, this is that neat year. All right, now let's talk a little bit about. Also, I did see this. Arlington Park is going to get a new gigantic digital billboard along Route 53. I don't know why that's such a big story. I don't know what that means.
I saw that too. What's that about, John?
Well, probably a great way to add to the excitement of racing and to promote some of those big days. You know, we're actually doing a couple of twilight racing events this year on June 3rd and the 22nd. So helping promote our 4:15 post time. They're doing some fun theme days. Life is a Beach Hollywood date night. They're going to be playing a classic movie on our infield Jumbotron at the track. So to help kind of promote the races and just kind of get that out there for the eyes and of drivers and to have people come out to the races.
You know, talk about that, John, because I was seeing that in recent years, even a few years ago, 70% of the track's revenue was you derived it from wagering. But today it's from your events and the off-track activities, and it's really become a destination in other ways around the, you know, watching the horse races.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I was just, you talk about the entertainment value, and we like to think that for, again, most tickets on sale on April 3rd at ArlingtonPark.com, but for $8, that general admission, you know, it's it's worth the price of admission. It's not just eight, nine, like on Arlington Million Day, 10 horse races, grade one caliber horses, but also the entertainment. You know, in years past, we've had the Northwest Band out. We've had the Bears Day, you know, the coach has been out. And the Stanley Cup and you know, Coach Quenville. So it's just been an exciting time, and we'd like to treat our fans to that and celebrate not only horse racing, but celebrate Chicago. And Arlington is such a big part of that, again, with the 90th birthday for Arlington coming up this year.
Very few things I like to do more than go to Arlington on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in Chicago. It's such a it's a beautiful space. If it's great for kids, if they want to go, they can get up right next to the horses in the paddock area. They can, if you're up in the stands, you can see the skyline of Chicago and the planes landing at O'Hare. It's an amazingly, it's a beautiful afternoon, whether you know anything about racing, which clearly
which
I do
don't.
Not.
If you just,
I was there last summer. I took a friend for the first time, and on one particular race, it was a short field.
Uh-huh.
It was an earlier race in the day. It was a short field. And I basically found a way to bet on every horse in the race.
Why not?
And I lost.
I still don't understand how that happened.
And there's a way to do that.
I still don't understand.
John understands. There is a way to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can have that every horse's number on your ticket and still find a way to lose. And
was unlucky.
I always
try to find that guy who seems to know what he's doing. Kind of like, you know, a lot about horse racing. You try to find that person and you just sort of pick their brain. And that's served me well in the past because I've won a few things.
What I would do is find Johnny Morris, the famed Chicago sportscaster and former Chicago Bears legend. He's an amazing handicapper. So I would, if he's at Arlington quite a bit, or has been certainly, and I would stand behind him, and then and I would just say to whoever was at the window, I'll do what he just did.
That's right.
And then the guy goes, I don't remember. And I'm like, oh, just try to figure it out. Or I take notes behind him.
It's like the old Abbott and Costello routine, I think. It's 50 cents for today's program, but a dollar for yesterday. So why so much more for yesterday? That has all the winners in it.
That is totally true. Totally true. All right. And I know that it's going to be a pretty good season of stakes races, too. As you mentioned, the Arlington Million, which is draws horses from all over the world. It is an amazing moment because you've got those horse carrier planes that landed O'Hare. You've got some of the most expensive racing stock in the world, and it, you know, toddles off the airplane like it's Air Force One out
do
there.
They bring the horses in little stalls on the plane. They're standing up,
but they're not like in a little stall. There's those horse carrying planes, especially the ones that are coming out of the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that's what you want to fly.
Cozier than
you want to be in one of those
commercial
airliners. Yeah, I want to come back. If you go to the stud farms in Kentucky, or you ever get on one of those airplanes, you want to come back as a very successful male horse. Is what you want
that's
to come back at. Yeah.
Why bother flying Emirates Airlines when you can dress up like Roe and I, like California Chrome and Arrogate, and fly back to Dubai into Chicago in style?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It would be. It is really something. It's not 100%. You know, it's not perfect, because I think the horses, some horses ship better than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
exactly.
And
yeah.
Get,
sure.
Some fly better than others, and some certainly when they're going in, you know, in the vans to, you know, come north from the south, generally is how it works.
Sure.
In the, you know, they
some do better than others.
Some do better than others. They can come out of it dehydrated or a little wonky or whatever. But I'm telling you, I would just work that all out in advance,
mm-hmm.
and then come back as a stud, and you're in one like Darley or one of those great great farms in Kentucky, and you get your own acre to yourself. You get air conditioned stalls, glass stalls, TVs in the stalls.
Mr. Ed. What do horses watch? Is that what they watch?
Unlimited hay.
They get to do whatever they want, and then they put these gilded basically, it's like a leash for a horse, and they bring them out in and they show them to the people who want to invest in stud fees
mm-hmm.
for them. And they're in these like center rings, and the horse is like, hey, listen, I'll have sex with your horse. Don't worry about it. It's all good. So it's like it's an amazingly still the rituals of the game of horse racing are, you know, they're over a century old. A lot of them remain the same. It's a pretty noble and great sport, and people, and despite what some might argue about, well, you know, it's horses, are they being treated right? In every circumstance I have seen, I can say that, in the way that we do it, in the way that most of the major operations do it at Arlington or at, you know, any of the major other major tracks around the country, it's you know, they care for the horses first.
And that's, well, and I want to add too that nobody, at least I've worked at Arlington since 2000. And to me, and even how beautiful Arlington is and racing wise, you know, Mr. Duchessois, you know, Dick Duchessois, our chairman, I mean, he does it second to none.
Yeah.
So, you know, he puts on a, you know, fantastic show, cares a lot about the people, and of course, an owner, breeder himself. So when it comes to Arlington Million, one of our big days of the season. But again, guys, hope maybe I could see you guys out there for Derby Day, but like the rest of your listeners, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Fireworks Day, that's fireworks at Arlington on July 3rd. It just seems like every year Rowanatic gets bigger and bigger. And right now fans can still get their tickets. It's online at arlingtonpark.com.
And I also suggest people come out for the Preakness and the Belmont too.
That's
especially
good.
If you've
always
got
fun,
a triple crown potential at the Belmont. It's a very special day of racing out there too. So,
and of course you can enjoy your mint juleps on Derby Day. And of course on Preakness Day, come out. And, you know, enjoy a day there, too. But, again, I just want to mention again, too, those tickets, for example, like Preakness Day and some of those other days, April 3rd, that's when fans can go online and get their $8 general admission tickets. So, like anything else, best to always go online. Better to, you know, get your tickets in advance than it's an extra $2 if you want to pay at the gate.
All right. John, thank you
good
very much.
Know.
Gigantic fan of your serve. Thank mm-hmm. you for your many, many years of service to the industry.
Well, I look forward to coming back up to Chicago, and Rowan Anna, hope to see you guys out at the races at Arlington this summer.
Oh, you will.
We'll be out there.
You will. You're going to see me, John, you're going to see me at every different part of that track ripping up my tickets. So don't you worry about it.
Come call one, or Anna, give it. Come
well,
call one.
Eddie O gave me the best tip last year, and it actually, you know, I only put like $2 to $5, maybe $10, but it really paid well. So I go to him too, you know.
You can't win if you don't play.
That's true.
Hashtag horses and hockey. We love it.
That's true. John, thanks very much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
All right. Here we go. Violetta Pitomatic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.